Let's learn. Page Dalad. Akitzer Rananu. You know, now I've been getting different messages that there are chaburas in England and in Yerushalayim and in Tzfas that they start to learn Akitzer Rananu. That it's beginning to, it's a Mashiach Dika Sefer. It's a good simon. So it's part of the revolution, Baruch Hashem. There's a very popular term. Maybe there are different ways that it's said, but self-actualization is a very big thing. Self-actualization. It became a term that was popular already, probably in the late '60s, then moved into the '70s and '80s, and with the generation of self-actualization. Most people, you can leave out the actualization part, and it's just the self. And the ones who are more, idealistic, will refer to it as self-actualization. Now, the truth is, like everything else, and we've been learning this so much over the years, is if there is an idea, if there's a concept, if there's a chush and a hergish that takes hold of the world, it's not stam. It means that something came down from Shemayim. It means that it's a hisgalus of something that's going on in Shemayim. And naturally, once it falls into the wrong hands or it falls into unprepared hands, even good people, then it's taken in a direction that's not davka in a way of kedusha. Self-actualization is a very choshev thing. All of our lives and all that we've been learning about in the whole Torah Shabbos Shem is based upon our need to uncover the neshama, to get to who we are, to find out who we are. That's all we talk about, and that's all Torah and Ephesh is about. In modern Ivrit, it's called Mimush Atzmi. You see the heading of this parak is HaMimush Atzmi. Now what the tzaddik is talking about here in this parak, it's all it's weaving together the whole sugi to bring us to the meat of the sefer, which is coming up soon, is that here we were all excited, especially after the milchama, then 1948, and the milchamas in Eretz Yisrael, and then leading up to 1967, which we were talking about the last few weeks, this unbelievable excitement over Am Yisrael, right? This return to the awareness of something bigger than the self. This became something huge. I remember. This is when we were growing up. Tremendous. This excitement, coming back to the land, our people, the pride, the army, all of this feeling that was so much bigger than the little cell, than the little molecule of the individual. And as we learned last week, but then it seems that then we headed into the 21st century, the late 20th century and the 21st century, and so much of that national idealism and excitement has been replaced once again with maybe a little bit more sophisticated and selfish version of, you know, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, which is, it's all about you. It's all about the self. It's all about you. So this is an unbearable disappointment. The feeling was at the end of the 60s, and at that time, after Muhammad, and then following through, going into the 70s, there was a feeling within Klal Yisrael of something bigger than the self. And at the same time, there began this whole inyan of self-actualization, and now we're sort of at a standstill, where once again, the ikka seems to be the individual getting ahead. You talk to people, for instance, that are in Kiruv, okay? Some of you are old enough to remember that back in the 70s, the 80s, you know, there were Meir Shuster and other tzaddikim would be hanging out at the wall, and they'd be picking up one college kid after the other and inviting them for a Shabbos, and then from there they would have the opportunity to learn Torah and to become eventually a Bali Tshuva. That's not happening now. That's not happening now. The college kids are not spending a year or two going to the Himalayas or looking for spirituality or for meaning or for life or for God. They're looking for money and they're going to Wall Street. They're trying to get internships at an early age, right out of college. And the idealism of self-actualization, of me becoming this person, in Ruchnius is now me becoming this person in Gashmius. And as far as the overall sense of Am Yisrael Chai, it's just not what it was even in the 70s days. It's far from that. The whole idea of Am Yisrael Chai, of kids going and not just kids, but a certain excitement over being part of the Jewish people, identifying the Jewish people. Fewer and fewer Jews are identifying the Jewish people. There's much less interest on college campuses when it comes to Bechlal having anything to do with Eretz Yisrael or the Jewish people. And many, many Jews are identifying with things that are not, people that are not Jewish, and movements that are not Jewish, and even that are anti-Semitic, and with Palestinians and so on. So there seems to be a terrible conflict between this inyan of mimush ha'atzmi, self-actualization, whether it's more spiritual or more physical, and chayei haklal, and the life of the klal, of the Jewish people. So he explains, gam hatnua hamatzuya b'dareinu, even this movement that is in our generation, which again, he doesn't mean right now, it started already years ago, really after the war, but more late 50s, 60s, where the individual is trying to find himself. And again, a more idealistic self-actualization in ruchnius, in spirituality. And even now, a very from yeshiva bocher, a very from girl, the inyan that we find now is not very much, with the exception maybe of some pockets of the Hezder Chevra, and even there it's not like it used to be. But certainly when it comes to the Haredi world and even the modern Orthodox world and the Chassidish world, the most idealistic people we find are the ones who are working on their davening, on their learning, on their kima mitzvahs, mikveh, shmir senayim, chassidus, pnimius, and so on. But it's not the klal Yisrael thing. There was an article a couple years ago in one of the magazines, I don't remember, it was Mishpocha, I mean one of the magazines, and it's definitely a huge problem, the askanim. We don't have the kind of askanim, the kind of people that were Am Yisrael people, that were taken care the way that we used to have certain Jews, that they took responsibility for the Jewish people in America and in Eretz Yisrael. And the new generation, you do have people that want to become great themselves, but they're not as concerned, it seems, with the greatness of the Jewish people, but with themselves individually. So we're having a hard time, but there's a lack of askanim. Tor V'Das put out many askanim. Many of the great askanim of our generation were in Tor V'Das. There were certain askanim that came among the Hasidim, that came out from Satmar, from Baba, from Vizhnitz. And then from YU, there were certain people that were very, very much involved in that world in askanis. But it's not what it used to be. So he says that gam atnua hamitzuya b'darein levakoshes ha'shlemes ha'ruchanus shel hayochid ulemimush atzmo, this tnua, this movement for self-actualization, and then on the nesiga meharuah haklolis, even though on the surface it appears to be a nesiga, which means it seems that it's a setback, that we're experiencing a setback from that ruach haklolis. It's not the same ruach haklolis. But he says it's not a nesiga. Meruach HaKlolos. V'hi'ena ela t'chilas tiftufim shel madrega ashirizu. He said it's the, what it actually is the t'chilas tiftufim shel madrega ashirizu. It's the first, like, drippings, the drops, the first drops of the madrega that is going to be revealed fully with the zechira that we're longing to see should be soon. Ki kishiyavo ha'adam l'diuk pnimi. So what we see nowadays, which is really very remarkable, and it was remarkable back in the days of the hippies, it was remarkable. You know, Shlomo Kalibach, I think it must be his yahrzeit any day now, right?
Thursday.
Huh?
I think Thursday.
It's his yahrzeit this week. Yeah, it's Thursday. Tonight. It's his
yahrzeit.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. So, Shlomo Kalibach, when he went to Berkeley, I think that's where it was. If I'm not mistaken. And like he just showed up over there, and then he left for Shabbos, and he had like 5,000 Jews following him, and they had to find hotel rooms for these chavra. He just walked out from the place with thousands of Jewish kids that were busy listening to like Joan Baez and other drugged up performers, and Shlomo just walked in over there, and he took the whole chavra and he walked away with all the Jews. It was an unbelievable time. It was an unbelievable time where people began in earnest to try to understand, who am I? Who am I? Now, there are many wrong answers to that question. But the fact that you're asking the question is very chashuv. That's called mimush atzmi. People trying to find themselves. I know it's a funny lashon. I told you what my father said about that lashon a few times, that when this college kid said... you know, he was going all over to the world trying to find himself. My father said, "You're right here. Where are you looking? Why are you going over? Why are you going to India to find yourself? You're right here." But of course, that search for the self is extremely chashuv. So does that contradict the search for your people? So on the surface, it does. On the surface, it does. But in pnimius, it's not. Pnimius is the stage that precedes national awareness, is a deep internal pride and an awareness of who you are as a Jew, and from there to connect to the Jewish people. But if you're detached from yourself, then it means that you're not part of that organism that's called Am Yisrael. You see yourself as something outside and separate. So there first needs to be, you know, Das Atzmecha. Das Nishmascha, Das Nafshecha, Das Midasecha. And from there, it's Das Amcha. Das Amcha. That hasn't come out yet. But that's the next that's coming out. Das Amcha. Das Amcha. That's why I was giving shiur in Das Nafshecha, and then I gave some shiur on Nishmas Yisrael. On Nishmas Yisrael. Das Amcha. First is Das Nishmascha, and then Das Amcha. Das Amcha, to know your people, to have a crazy longing to connect to the Jewish people, which we'll see Rav Cook's lashon in a minute, to want to make that connection to Am Yisrael. So right now, that's not so clear, even among very frum kids, right from Chevra, they don't seem to... This one, if it's a chassid, he's connected to his chassidus. If it's a yeshiva guy, he's connected to his yeshiva. If it's a hesda guy, he's connected to his yeshiva. If it's a more modern orthodox, he's connected to his chevra. But the inyan of amcha, das amcha, where there was like a flare-up of that in the, especially with 1967, there was a flare-up of that by 1948 and so on, there was a flare-up of that. But this mimush ha'atzmi, this self-actualization, he says, is not contradicting that. Ba'otzem nekudas havayaso. Because when a Jew comes to the strength of his inner nekuda, when he comes to the strength, the otzem, the reality of his inner existence, of who he is be'emes. In other words, when a Jew gets all the way inside, it's not like lahavdil, an Irishman or an Italian or a Frenchman. That when he gets all the way deep inside of himself, there's no more Italy, France, there's no more Germany, there's no more England. There's not. When he gets all the way inside of himself, there's one person. That's himself. An amazing thing about a Jew is that when a Jew travels all the way deep, deep, deep inside of himself, and he goes into nefesh and ruach and neshama and chayi echida, and he goes to all of those gates, then all of a sudden he comes to this place inside of himself and he says, "I'm Yisrael." You don't have that by any other people in the world. But every other person, the more the person gets into himself, the less Irish, the less French, the less English. By a Yid, the deeper he gets into himself, the more he discovers that he's a part of Am Yisrael. That's not with anything else in the world. Every other movement of self-actualization is on the cheshbon of national actualization. When you get to the true deeper self, in that place, when it comes to a goy, there's no German, there's no Frenchman, there's no Italian, there's no Englishman. There's a human being. And this particular human being with his own particular needs, interests, and so on. But with a Jew, we weren't made that way. Because Nishmas Yisrael, because my soul is a part of Nishmas Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael. In Shemayim, there's a reality called Knesset Yisrael. There's no reality called Knesset Italia, Knesset Tzarfas Sfaradi. There's no Metzias like that. But there's a Metzias of Knesset Yisrael in Shemayim. And the deeper I dig into myself, I eventually come to that part that says, Am Yisrael Chai. That eventually comes to that part of this is that you can't live apart from your people, which is so strange. Because generally in the world, the more you enter into yourself, the less connected you are to others. And that's what's happened Bechlal in the world. That's what's going on. But by Am Yisrael, the deeper you enter into yourself, the more you're connected to others, to other Jews. Now, until you get to that point, you feel disconnected from the Jewish people. And that's what we're seeing a lot of. So he explains, eventually you get to that part of yourself that, and when you get to that part of yourself, it's Am Yisrael Kulo. You see that by the tzaddikim. The tzaddik, the rabbi, he doesn't have a problem with people who don't wear yarmulkes, or people who wear kippot sugot, or people who wear different shtreimels or different hats. The chassidim have problems with all those people, right? The rabbi doesn't. The rabbi doesn't have a problem. You think the Lubavitcher had problems with Jews who were not Chabad? The Lubavitcher had problems with Jews who were not Chabad? Every single Jew in the world came to Lubavitcher. They make a difference to him. Is this kind of a Jew? Is that kind of a Jew? The rabbi didn't have problems with Jews who were not Chabad. Do Chabad people have sometimes problems? I'm not saying as a rule. Yes, many Chabad people are uncomfortable if it's not Chabad. That's not their type. As much as everybody wants to be open. But the emphasis is, they prefer davening with each other. I don't blame them. It's a natural thing. But that's not by the rabbi. That's not the rabbi. Did the Satmar Rebbe have a problem with Jews who were not Zionists? He had a huge problem with Jews who were Zionists. The Satmar Rebbe had a huge problem with Zionism. Did he have a problem with a Jew who was a Zionist? No. Any Jew who came to him, he had no problem at all. He loved every Jew who came to him. He would tell him, "What are you, the Medina's treif? What are you doing?" But he didn't give the guy then $10,000 that he needed for his kids? Of course he did, and he knew full well that the kids were not going to Satmi yeshivas. But by the chassidim, something else. In other words, the deeper you get into the essence, the core, the more connection there is to the nation. The tzaddikim are there, and because they're there, their heart is the heart of the Jewish people. And they feel that connection to every Jew in the world, regardless of religious or not religious. Someone who lives on the outside of the heart, they can only connect to their chug. They feel a connection to their chavra. I'm a yeshivish, I'm a brisker, I'm a lubavitcher, I'm a lakewitter, I'm a babaver, I'm a hezda guy. But their leaders are not like that. Their leaders, for the most part, the true leaders of the Jewish people are people who connect to every Jew, even a Jew who's completely assimilated, has no shaykhus to Tarmisus. The tzaddik is the heart, and the tzaddik has taken that journey all the way deep within himself, And when he gets to the essence of who he is, it's shining with the light of Nishmas Yisrael, of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael. Only those who live on the periphery are Meshigur, that only my group and not the other one. Which doesn't mean you can't be proud of your chassidus, of your yeshiva, of whatever you belong to, but not to look disparagingly on other Jews, to look at them as being not, you know, not on that madrega, not who you are, and so on and so forth. It's not. That's just when you live outside. But if you live inside, inside is Am Yisrael. Even Jews who are not Shomer Mitzvahs, even Jews who are assimilated, even Jews who are married out. As long as there's a shame, b'shem Yisrael yikar, as long as you have a shame Yisrael, as long as you have a shame Yisrael, you're a Yid. Even if you're a criminal, you're an oisvav, you're whatever it is, but you're a Jew. The tzaddik is in that place. The ones who are not tzaddikim, I have my this, I have my chassidus, I have my yeshiva, I have my rabbi, I have my form of orthodoxy, whatever it is. Therefore, it's not a contradiction. Mimush ha'atzmi, self-actualization is that journey towards Am Yisrael, but it's manifested in many ways that are not particularly attractive. Until it really gets to the tachlis, it comes out in ways that are not always attractive. When you get to the deepest mimush atzmi, when you get to the tachlis of self-actualization, it's not England, France, or Germany. It's lahavdil elef alfei. It's Yisrael. Begulas olamim beveis Hashem. It's the gula, and it's the beis hamikdash. Mimush atzmi. Any type of a half self-actualization. In other words, mimush atzmi pochas mize, a Jew who doesn't really get to the essence of who he is, la yuchel aniach es levavo shel mi shenishmas kodesh chakuka bo, cannot satisfy a person within whom Nishmas Kodesh Chakuka Bay. The Nishmas Kodesh of Am Yisrael is engraved in that person. V'chach Tovin, therefore, we need to understand, Shekol HaTnuah HaIshis, this whole individualized, personal movement towards Mimush Atzmi, towards self-actualization, is not different than the Hisaurus that we saw in a more open way, Hisaurus Haruach HaKlalis, of that general Hisaurus of the Klal, of the people. Ki ha-pri ha-mugmer shel havsholos ha-yachin, because the ripened fruit of the individual Jew, when that individual Jew becomes completely ripe, when the fruit ripens, then what will be revealed is the true light of his existence, of his life, Shem enim ella begedulas am, which is the greatness of the Jewish people. Begedulas am. Begoy kodesh, hamolei ba'oyshe chai kodesh adirim. And then it's not going to be a separation between the Kodesh and Chol. Because it was interesting. We saw in the beginning of the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, the Jews were on fire with the Jewish people, but they gave up Yiddishkeit. Now we have Jews on fire with Yiddishkeit, but they're not too interested in the Jewish people. It's strange. We'd like to have both. When you have both, and there's someone that's on fire with Yiddishkeit, there's on fire with Am Yisrael. But we've been going through this last 120, 130 years where it's like either you love Yiddishkeit or you love the Jewish people. Unless you're a tzaddik or something. But like a regular, you love Yiddishkeit, you're on fire with Yiddishkeit, but then you're very busy with the mikveh and the mitzvahs and learning and so on, and your thing is not so much the Am Yisrael. Or you're meshugge in love with Am Yisrael, and you're like a Zionist and a whatever, but But you like you're not doing so well when it comes to the Yiddishkeit department, to the mitzvahs department. I'm not saying there aren't exceptions to that, but it's odd how there has been such a thing. The zivug, the shidduch of those two, is what we're talking about. So there's these two movements of self-actualization, of national actualization, but they haven't converged in a healthy and wholesome way. They haven't yet come together. But they're both exciting, and they're both meaningful. Because if there's a Jew who doesn't care about Yiddishkeit, but he loves the Jewish people, that's a chashuv thing. It's not the tachlis. And if there's a Jew who's crazy about Yiddishkeit, but he doesn't have much to do with Am Yisrael, it's not the tachlis, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. He's Shema Torah Mitzvahs. He's working hard on his Yiddishkeit. It's beautiful. But the tachlis is the shidduch between these two. The shidduch between the two. That's the tachlis. That's begoy kodesh hamolei ba'oisha chaya kodesh adim, a holy nation filled with the wealth of great, powerful, holy life. Sheyiv was tzimon hanefashos v'aneshamos kulon. That will satiate, or quench, rather, the thirst of all nefashos and all neshamos b'milui u'b'soiva me'or chai ha'olamim. The nefesh and the neshama, which it's also the guf, being satisfied from the light of the life of all worlds. La'or zeh orgois kol ha'neshamos. All Jewish souls are longing for that light. In one, it comes out like this, and the other comes out like that. But all Jewish souls are longing for that light. B'kol od lo timtze'ena menucha amit izu. And until this neshama finds that true menucha, lo yechdelo tnuais hachipus. All of these different movements and all these different ideologies of chippus, of searching, of Jews looking and searching, ubakoshes heishtalmus haishis, to somehow perfect themselves, either financially to become the richest person in the world, or spiritually to become, you know, the Dalai Lama or something, chas v'sholom, to become some great spiritual master. All of these people cannot find menucha. Ultimately, they cannot have menucha amitis. This one's actualizing himself with money, he feels. He's reaching his potential. This one feels he's reaching his spiritual potential. But when it's without Shabbos, when it's without tefillin, it's not. It can't be. It can't be. On the other hand, for that matter, it also cannot be when there's a Jew, as I said a moment ago, who's meshuggah with the Jewish people, or the other way, the Jew that's meshuggah with Yiddishkeit, but he doesn't feel connected to, he only feels connected to his little chug, his little group. That if everything is good in my yeshiva, or in my chassidus, or in my community, then shalom alei nafshi, everything is good. I don't have to worry about everything else that's going on in Am Yisrael. I don't have to worry about Am Yisrael. That's very unhealthy. And such a person cannot find menucha amitis either, because an individual Jew cannot have menucha amitis when he's separated from the Jewish people. Can't. He might feel like he does, but he really can't. Behekshez roi lahavi is dvar v'nefloim shel Rav Kook bini nishtakus b'shleimus ha'ishis levada. So in the Eretz HaKadosh Chelek Gimel, Rav Kook was talking about this inyan of self-actualization. Because remember, this was going on in his time already, this with communism, socialism, and so on, and all the different ideologies that were popular at the time. We learned this piece around 1920 years ago, some of the Chavra. Ha'odam tzarech leheicholetz tamid. A person must always free himself, must break free from his own individual, personal constrictions from his small world, from his own small world. Hamemalos has kol mahuso, that fill his entire his own proteus fills his whole mahus. That's all there is. Remember, I once had a conversation many years ago. There was a Persian student who was trying very, very hard to keep mitzvahs, and his parents were very much against this. What they felt was the Ashkenization of this boy, and you know, keeping Yantiv Sheni and all the, you know, having a blech and all the things. So the parents were very, very, very much against it. It was a big milchama, and I met with the father. And the father said to me, he was telling me how his parents, when they lived in Persia, in Iran, that they sacrificed a great deal to remain part of the Jewish community and to be Jews and so on. And I said, that's beautiful, and I know that, and you have a lot to be proud of. And I always talk to the Persian kids about this and how important it is. But then he said to me, that you can't possibly understand what our parents went through. So I said to him, listen, my parents, you ever hear of a place called Auschwitz or not? So he said he heard of it. So I said, so my parents, there were other Jews besides your parents that sacrificed to be Jews and that went through hardships to be Jew. So he said to me, no, I'm talking about real, real struggling. That's what he said to me. And I said, are you serious? Have you read it? He said, no, I'm not from there. I'm not European. I don't have such an interest. I know that it happened. And then he puts his hand over and he says, I'm sorry. You know that it happened. I know I feel bad. And I never saw such a thing, that a Jew was ad kedei kach, so completely out of touch with the mahus of the Jewish people, that he didn't seem to be either educated or, I don't know, like to have a chush for what happened to Jews. And he's that age, that, because this is already my Sabbath, 30, over 35 years ago. So he comes from that generation. No. Because they couldn't buy kosher meat in his village. So his father had to go to find a shochet. His father walked once a month to go get a shochet. So I'm telling my father used to walk to the shochet himself to get shechted. Your father walked to the shochet to shecht the chicken, and my father was with the shochet who was shechting Jews. And that's not a game to compare. I wasn't trying to say who suffered more, but the detachment from the mahus of the Jewish people. Akedekach. It's a pachet. And the son told me that many of the people from that chevra and his father do not contribute a penny to any Jewish institutions outside of their own. To their own? To give their shirt off their back. The Jews, the Balit Stalker. But you come to something, whatever, you know, whatever, Chai Lifeline or something? What's that? Who is it? Go on, there's nothing. It's not our own. It's not ours. It's not ours. And the Ashkenazim were guilty of a similar thing when it comes to not to see what the Sephardi is, not to feel a connection to Sephardi Shiyit, and to feel that that's part of who we are. Yemen and Morocco and Syria and Paris and Algiers and so on and so forth. Algeria. It's not my background. It's not my consciousness. This is all what Rav Kook is talking about, being stuck in the masgeros or proteus hamamalos as kol mahus, that fill one's entire mahus, yourself and your little group, your little people, whatever you come from. That's your whole mahus. You have some kids, they're raising families that there's nobody like outside the family that's chashev. The only people are the people in your family. Everybody else are like, you know, outsiders. It's only your family against the entire world. It's a smallness. It's not the tachlis. Achakol raya naiso soivim tamid rak al dvar gorlo haprati. All the person's thoughts revolve around one thing, my own personal gorlo, Now, what's going to be with me? What's going to be with me? Shezo moridas adam la'oimek ha'katnas. Rav Kook says this drags a person down. La'oimek ha'katnas. La'oimek ha'katnas. To the deepest, deepest katnas, smallness. Ve'en kets li'yisurim gashmiyim v'ruchniyim. And there's no end to the physical and spiritual misery. Hamasuvavim mizeh, suffering and misery that come as a result of such a katnas, of such a smallness. Avod tzorek shetia machshavto v'irisono v'yisod v'ayinosov nesunim l'haklolos. One's thoughts, one's will, one's ideas, and so on must be given over to l'haklolos, to the klal yisrael. L'haklolos hakol. L'haklolos ha'olam. L'odom. L'cholos Yisrael, l'chol ha'yikum, to all of creation, all of existence, even beyond the Jewish people, to care about the world, to care about even outside the Jewish people. Again, it's not the same thing. Chas v'chalila is connecting to Am Yisrael, but to have a feeling for, a caring about, cholos Yisrael. Because Hashem is Klal Yisrael. You know, we were talking about this, not that we didn't learn this piece of Rav Kook, we learned a different piece of Rav Kook a couple years ago when we had this Chus Erev Shabbos to be in Rav Kook's house. We were talking then about Shir HaShirim. This Indian of Shir HaShirim. Rav Kook speaks about this as well. Umizeh hezbaseis etzlo gama prot yishlo b'tzur haruya. If you're connected to Klolius Hakol, to the entirety of everything, so then your individual self will be healthy. It will be Betsura Haruya. Then Gama Protius Shalom Betsura Haruya. See, people that are overly consumed with themselves. So you would think that since somebody is majors and minors in himself, you'd think he'd be good at it, no? But some of the most messed up people I know in the world are the ones that are into themselves, the most messed up people in the world. Sapella, guy's whole life, all he thinks about is himself. You think he's so invested in himself, you'd think he'd be good at it. Usually those are the ones that are the most messed up people. And you can find another simple people that he's not such a big philosopher, you know, he's not like a self-discovery guy. And he's like, you know, Murban Abrius, but he's like healthy and normal and living the right kind of a life. It's interesting. You find that. If some of these spiritual characters, even like in Ruchnius, even in Avaida, you know, you find people that they're like, you know, into themselves, all about zich, 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 vazich, to themselves, you know, and a lot of times these end up, they're not regular, not normal people. You know how I always make fun of the guy that's toveling the mikvah 50,000 times, and there are five Jews standing outside shivering, holding a towel. You've all been in that situation. Like, what is that? There are people standing by the edge of the mikveh, waiting to go to the mikveh, and this guy, he's doing his tefillah, so he's trying to save time, so he puts up sand, you know, that kind of type. He does that, and he's going with his hands apart, or the kind that does a belly flop on the bottom of the mikveh, you know that type? He lies flat on the bottom of the mikveh, spread out, just in case anybody else might want to go in. You know what I'm talking about. And what's the story with you? Get out of the mikveh. There are other people over here. Such tahara, such self-awareness, such self-actualization. He's trying to purify himself. Ad kedekach, that he could watch a bunch of nabuch standing outside shivering with the towel. This happens all the time. And usually that guy forgets to put money in the box also, by the way. That's usually. He didn't come to that part of the self that there's somebody else that has to take care of the mikveh, that's someone that has to take care of the towels. Or take care of the uh, of the uh, of the Shabbos clock on the mikveh, because he's so busy with his tahara, with his deep tahara of himself. He can't. He doesn't know that there are people that take care of this mikveh. Or he's standing there, Shabbos is in 5 minutes, and he's screaming and yelling at the guy in charge of the mikveh, how come the mikveh's closed, how come the mikveh's closed? So the answer is, I also want to daven, I also want to keep Shabbos, you know? Because he has this spiritual thing that he has to find his pureness now, 5 minutes before Shabbos. It's a certain tipus of a person. I mean, you can make a lot of funny jokes about it, but the mice, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. It's a complete lack of awareness of the other. And that's exactly what Fuchs is talking about. When a person is connected to Klolius Hadvarim, then his own self is taken care of in a healthy way. When he's only in himself, then himself gets messed up. Even if he's into the most idealistic chashuva things about himself, it just doesn't come out right. It doesn't come out right. It comes out crooked. You could walk an hour from the neighborhoods in Yerushalayim or wherever they are, in Bnei Brak, and you could see like one after the other of this type. And they're beautiful, and we love them, but it's off. It's just off. It's just off. It's not it. It's not what the Rosh Hashanah meant when he said, Anoch Hashem Lekach. The other extreme, of course, is not either. It has to be balanced in a healthy way. The next page, Kol Masha HaTfisa HaKlolis HaYoseh Chazok Yatzlo, the stronger that connection is to the Klal, that Tfisa, that general Tfisa of grasping things in a bigger way, not in Katnas, the stronger that is, Kocha Tigdol Simchasa, this person has more Simcha in life. The ones who are wrapped up in themselves and all they think about is their own personal achievements and successes and failures, they're the most unhappy people. But a person who's gets out of his smallness is connected to that light of Hashem. Because the light of Hashem is everything. It's everything. It's the biggest thing. Ki shem mole chal al olam mole. It's a famous sentence. Because the full name of Hashem is Chal on a world that is full, that is whole, that is perfect. Hashem is everything. And the more you're connected to everything, the more you feel part of everything, the more you're connected to everything. And Hashem is everything. And the more you're a tiny piece of things, the less you're connected to the whole, which is Hashem. Shem Malei Chal Olam Malei. V'lei Shchinta Sharia Ba'asar Chaser. And the Zohar says that the Shechina doesn't come to a place that's chaser, that's lacking, that's not whole. The Shechina doesn't come to such a place. That's why when you have a minion is a shleimus, and the Shechina comes to a minion. Because the Shechina is looking for shleimus, is looking for everything, looking for wholeness. The cave in the ba'asar chaser apogim le'sharia, since the Shechina does not descend into a place that's damaged, that's lacking, then how would the Shechina come into a place where everything is missing except you and your inyanim? All that's in that place is this impoverished nekuda of who? Of you, whatever your social security number is, you. How could the Shechina come to such a place? Umitzara v'afsis of nothingness. She aprotius ha'anoichis levada, which is the individual anoichis, that ego of the self, of the self, of the self. Let's quickly finish. Hatvia azois, lios tamid nosam b'yisod ha'kloli, this great demand, to always be, Rav Kook says, to always be given over to the yisod ha'kloli, b'tzura de la'ela de be'chaye kula, in that bond that holds everything, in which everything is included, the Tzurah Chaim, which everything is bound together. Every Jew, all the entire world is bound in that embrace of Hashem. Who Yisoid Nishmas at Tzadikim? When you see a Tzadik, that's what I was saying before. That's the Yisoid Nishmas at Tzadikim. That's how the Tzadikim are. Hamishalchem Lefnei Elokim, Umisangim Al Hashem, who have delight in Hashem and walk in God's presence. The tzaddikim have to hold on to this to this great powerful rutzen that they have of that klolius, and not to leave it for anything. Rak tamid yigadluhu yikadshu v'yifaru v'yiskulu birchas Hashem yisoid b'kol mikol kol. And he ends with, like he always does, with like a bomb at the end. He says, "Bakol mikol kol," which we know is the avos av mitzvah Yaakov is bakol mikol kol. So what does that mean, that the avos is bakol mikol kol? Like we say in benching, right? Bakol mikol kol. What does that mean? Hashem berchas Avram, next week's parasha, bakol. So Rav Kook is ending by saying, we come from people, the avos, who their metzias was bakol mikol kol. Hashem berchas Avram, bakol. Bakol mikol kol. People of everythingness, of greatness, of bigness, not smallness, bakol mikol kol. This Baruch Ha V'Seinu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, bakol mikol kol. Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, bakol mikol kol. Rav Kook is saying that tzaddik is a person of bakol mikol kol. That's a tzaddik. And the tzaddik has to be careful to not to let go of that bakol mikol kol, not to be dragged into politics and positioning and individual, that whole thing. To be a tzaddik means bakol mikol kol. When you met Rav Moshe Feinstein, when you were Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you came into contact with a person who was shining with the light of Am Yisrael, bakol mikol kol. All the tzaddikims, bakol mikol kol. In that way, when you have somebody that might be a very big learner, might be a big Talmud Chacham, might be very Eloch, but his song is the song just of his inyan, that's not the tzaddik amiti. He's a fine Jew, but he's not the tzaddik amiti. The tzaddik is bakol mikol kol. A Jew who's bakol mikol kol is a descendant of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shinis Baruch bakol mikol kol. If you're only for your inyan, then you're not bakol mikol. You're a fine person, that's nice, but you're not bakol mikol kol. So we're at the crossroads. This inyan of mimush ha'atzmi is very important on the way to mimush ha'am, actualization of us as a people. And throughout the Sefer, he's going to talk about how these two come together, as I shall continue next week. I don't know if there's a minute. I don't know if there's a minute.